You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Tanner Cook films pranks for his YouTube channel, Classified Goons. For one video, he approaches his DoorDash driver and holds a cell phone to his ear while Siri reads something. The driver, Alan Colley, reportedly asks Cook to stop, but Cook chases Colley with the cell phone. Colley gets a gun and shoots Cook. Cook rushed to the hospital.
Nancy, Cook's other recent pranks include dressing as a clown and riding a handicap scooter through a grocery store and accusing customers of stealing animals at PetSmart. Cook claims his pranks are intended to confuse, not scare targets, but at 6'5", Colley claims Cook frightened him and he felt the need to protect himself when Cook ignored his request to stop.
The DoorDash driver, Colley, 31, now facing gun charges. Two California teens head to Forest Hill Bridge, the tallest bridge in California, to film themselves swinging from the underside of the bridge. But their equipment fails, leaving the older one dangling from a rope 30 feet under the bridge and 700 feet from the ground. Cops and fire departments work quickly to raise the teen back up the bridge. Both boys, 17 and 19, now facing charges of trespassing. More crime and justice news after this. With the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Michigan as the parents of a teenager who fatally shot four pupils at Oakland County's Oxford High School can now be tried for involuntary manslaughter. This after the Michigan Supreme Court rejected an appeal. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The parents of Ethan Crumbly are accused of disregarding their son's mental health requirements and granting him access to a gun. The Supreme Court upheld the state appeals court's March ruling that James and Jennifer Crumbly could go to trial with a one-sentence order. At this point, the burden of proof for prosecutors in suburban Detroit was just to establish that there was probable cause to prosecute the parents. The appeals court says that an Oakland County jury will hear a more thorough case from all parties. In the November 2021 shooting at Oxford High, roughly 40 miles north of Detroit, Crumbly is accused of killing Madison Baldwin, Tate Meyer, Hannah St. Juliana, and Justin Schilling. There were additional injuries to six students and a teacher. Ethan Crumbly admitted to both murder and acts of terrorism, and a judge determined that the defendant is eligible for life in prison without the possibility of parole. The parents' legal counsel maintains that the school shooting was unforeseeable. They admit that poor choices were made, but they were not ones that merited the maximum 15-year prison term for involuntary manslaughter.
Crumbly is now 17 years old, 15 at the time of the shooting. He'll be sentenced December 8th. As law enforcement officials examine video of the social media-inspired chaos in Philadelphia, prosecutors now say more people will be charged with breaking into businesses as a result of the flash mob-style break-ins at dozens of stores, including Foot Locker, Lululemon, and Apple. More than 70 people have already been charged with a variety of offenses, including burglary, conspiracy, and riot. The defendants, with the exception of six, are all adults. Before the smash-and-grab thefts, a group of demonstrators peacefully protested against a judge's ruling to throw out murder and other charges against a Philadelphia police officer who shot and killed a driver, Eddie Irizarry, through a rolled-up window. Officials claim the protesters had no connection to the burglary suspects. The demonstrators were marching as a sign of support for Irizarry's family. According to the prosecution, they're looking to reinstate charges against Mark Dial, the discharged police officer. Elon Musk has been sued for defamation by a California man who claims he was harassed as a result of the billionaire amplifying statements on his social media site X, formerly known as Twitter, that falsely claimed the man was involved in a clash with far-right protesters. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
22-year-old Benjamin Brody is being defended by Mark Bankston, a Texas lawyer who triumphed in a defamation action last year against conspiracy theorist Alex Jones on behalf of Sandy Hook Elementary massacre victims' families. Brody is asking for an Austin, Texas jury trial as well as unspecified damages of at least $1 million. Video released on X in June showed a protester-involved altercation near an Oregon Pride Festival. According to our friends with the Oregonian, several of the participants wore clothing inspired by the Proud Boys extreme group. On X, some users mistook one of the participants as Brody, emphasizing his post-college ambitions to work for the government to spread unfounded claims that federal agents were involved. The lawsuit contains images of Musk conversing with users who were sharing the Brody postings, including one that Musk labeled as a, quote, probable false flag situation.
According to the lawsuit, Musk's influence led to the harassment of the recent college graduate who maintains he was in California at the time of the incident.
Porter Albert, 77, often helps people in need and decides to sponsor a homeless mother and daughter. He discovers the pair living in the woods near his home, finds them housing, provides them financial assistance, even trying to get the teen enrolled in school. One afternoon, Porter does some shopping at Big Lots, but never returns home. A friend reports Porter missing. Cops find his home unlocked, his belongings left behind. The day before the missing persons report was filed, the unlicensed teen is pulled over in Albert's car, but says she hasn't heard from him in days and is trying to find him. Cops initially don't find that suspicious, but the teen is now considered a person of interest in Porter Albert's disappearance. Porter, 77, now missing over 3 years. If you have any information on Porter Albert, contact Fort Myers PD, 239-321-7700. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.